A Discovery by Arian Osborne, published on December 18, 2015, Colorado Virtual Library, Yesterday's News. It has existed for over a millennium, but was hidden from view by trees, brush, and the overhang of the top of the cliff. The Utes knew of it and considered it sacred. Odds were high that the Spanish, in their explorations of the Southwest, had come across it as well. However, the new, white homesteaders of the land in southwest Colorado were unaware of it and, of course, credited with its discovery. The place? Rediscovered, the cliff dwellings at Mesa Verde. Discoverer? Richard Wetherill and his brother-in-law, Charlie Mason. Date? December 18, 1888, a mere 127 years ago today. Story goes, Wetherill and Mason were out rustling up some stray cattle near Wetherill's ranch in Mancos Canyon and came across the cliff dwellings. Prior to Theodore Roosevelt's presidency in 1901 to 1909, when national parks and monuments were created, many ancient or historical sites were at the mercy of the settlers who found them. In the case of the cliff dwellings, Wetherill and his brothers decided on promoting it as a tourist attraction, as evident by this ad in the Mancos Times. The Wetherill brothers even built roads to the site to make it more accessible, as reported by the Daily Journal in Telluride. By June 1906, the site had become a national park. This was quite an accomplishment for Colorado, and both the Aspen Daily Times and the Ouray Herald noted that occasion. Finding the cliff dwellings at Mesa Verde sparked Richard Wetherill's curiosity about other possible Native American ancient sites in the area, and he ventured further south into New Mexico, where he came across Keel Seal, now in Navajo National Monument, and Pueblo Bonito, where, due to his fascination with the site, he relocated his family in 1898 and set up a trading post. In 1907, he willingly relinquished most of his claim on the land to the government, which then created the Chaco Culture Historical National Park. Sadly, Mr. Wetherill and his Navajo neighbors did not always get along. While varying accounts of witnesses at the time make the true story a bit unclear, the general narrative is that on June 22, 1910, a Navajo man was severely mistreating a horse, and Wetherill and a fellow companion went to confront the accused Navajo man. The Navajo, claiming self-defense, shot Wetherill dead. Wetherill's companion was shot at, but came away unscathed. The Navajo, Chischilling Begay, was arrested, tried, and sentenced to the penitentiary for several years.